Contacts are all of the individuals associated with your business accounts that you need to track in Salesforce. When you convert a lead, the lead automatically becomes a contact related to the account created for the lead. A contact can be associated to only one account, but we can associate many contacts with a single account. You can store various information for a contact, such as phone numbers, addresses, titles, and roles in a deal. More importantly, you can use contact-related lists to track your communications with your contacts, including emails and phone calls. You can spend a lot of time building a relationship with your accounts. You will need to keep track of all the individuals that you speak to, from the decision makers to the operations people. It is important to maintain accurate and up-to-date information so that you know who the appropriate person is to talk to and at what time. Salesforce can help you stay on top of your contacts. Now let's take a look at the open activities related list and how it can be used to manage your contacts. The open activities related list allows you to assign an activity, which is a phone call or email, to either yourself or another associate through the additional tasks. Using open activities, you can set up events such as phone meetings, reminders to send emails, and other future events. You can also specify a reminder prior to the event and set up recurring events. Ultimately, using the new task and new event functionality on the Open Activities Activity-Related List allows you to manage current and future activities so that you know that you are staying up to date in managing your contacts. Activity History allows you to send an email, log a call, complete mail merge, and request an update, which is also called the Stay in Touch email. Using these related lists in the contacts page is an efficient way to set up meetings, send emails, and log phone calls with clients. Doing these tasks from the contact-related lists ensures that the tasks will be automatically associated with the contacts. Next, you are going to send an email to a contact.